You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Christ among Free Will Baptists around the world. Today we have with us missionary Jerry Gibbs, and he's going to talk to us about one of the programs, one of the tools that IM uses to get people involved in missions, and it's Go Global. So, Jerry, thank you for what you and Miss Barbara have done all through the years, serving, trying to reach people with the gospel. And thank you for what you're doing now, trying to get more people involved in all of that process.
Thanks for the opportunity to come and share with you guys.
Well, look, tell us, what is Go Global?
Go Global is it's a seminar, seminar that usually takes place on a Saturday morning or Saturday evening, where we invite those who are attending to come behind the scenes or into the kitchen of IM to see what we do, how we do it, and try to let them understand exactly what's going on in our mission.
That's great. So, it's for some folks, no idea. How does someone become a missionary? How do we support our missionaries? What does a missionary go through? And so what you're saying is, if you would go and participate in this Go Global, you get a little bit of the nuts and bolts. You get a little bit of a sense of what's happening, what's going on with IM, and what IM is doing right now all throughout the world.
Exactly what we do. There are three different things we try to get across to those who come. Number one, we want to inform. We invite them in behind the scenes. They see what goes on in IM.
Mm-hmm.
They see what's going on the field. They hear from the missionaries, which brings up the second point, which is inspire. We give you a lot of information. And then the second point is we want to have something that will touch the heart. So as we go through the different tasks that our mission does, our missionaries do, they hear testimonies of how God is changing lives around the world where these missionaries work. And then the third thing we try to do is to engage. We want those who come to understand their part in God's global story to the world.
That's great. And so it's not just reading about a missionary in one magazine or going to the IM website or looking at the Facebook page. I'm getting to meet some people. I'm getting to really find out, okay, this is what's going on in almost real time, hearing some stories about what the Lord is doing, and it's transformative, isn't it?
Absolutely. They get to see the missionaries. They get to talk to the missionaries. If a missionary is not present, if they cannot be in the meeting, then they come in by Zoom and they can ask questions. And like you say, they hear in real time what God is doing in the life of that missionary and where he's working.
So I'm a regular person, so-called. I'm going to church, maybe listening to this podcast, and I'm thinking, yeah, why do I really need to know that? Why do I need to participate in a Go Global? They need to know, though, don't they?
Yeah. Can I give you a little background?
Yes.
So when Barb and I left the mission field to come back to work stateside for the mission, we figured after 40 years on the field that Free Will Baptist understanding of missions would be at a certain level. We'll say right here.
Yeah.
So we figured after 40 years, the level would be even higher. But when we came back, as we traveled, especially in those first couple of years, we found out that was not the case. So we said, why? What is the reason? And the only thing that we could come up with is that maybe they don't know.
Mm.
So we decided, how can we help them understand more about how they can be involved in God's story to the nations and getting the gospel to those who have never heard.
That's great. And so this is the way of really approaching that or handling that. So I want to participate in Go Global. How can I go about doing that if I'm a listener today? What can I do to participate?
Well, there's several ways. If you would like, if you're a pastor and you want to sponsor one, or you don't have to be a pastor, you can contact our office, and what we do, we get a program together that we will propose to the church. We will go in with a team. into the church, either to a local church, a quarterly meeting. We'll do associations. We have done associations. We've done state meetings. We've got a couple coming up this year. And what we ask of the receiving church or the organizer on the other end is that they put our team members in local churches on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost them a thing. We come in, we bring the program, and if they want to sponsor one or organize one, they just contact the office or contact me and just get my information from the office.
All right. So you're listening. Let's just say you're a pastor. Or a deacon at a church, some sort of leader in a church. Hey, I'd like to bring that to our church, to our community. Contact you, call you, shoot you an email, go to the IM website, and the contact information is there, and
absolutely,
say, hey, this is what we would like to do. What's my commitment level? Well, we're providing a place for you all to meet. We're trying to have places for other churches where our missionaries can be in, which will expand the outreach. We'll get more information to more people, and we're doing it in that way. Let's come back. You mentioned the quarterly, the association, the conference meetings. That's a good opportunity. So pastors, you're part of every one of you is part of an association. So maybe this is something you bring up to your moderator, the executive committee, or your group of leaders there and say, hey, why don't we do one of these once a year? Is that pretty much what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, exactly. We've got one coming up pretty soon in Second Church in Nashville, Kentucky. This will be our second one. And they're expanding. It was their local church first, and now they're trying to expand. We've been up into East Tennessee. We've been all over, actually, really, to association meetings. And a lot of times it will expand from there. The first year, they may not have a lot of people attending.
Mm-hmm.
The second year, they come in. And once they've been, they're more apt to invite their friends and their mm-hmm. other pastors to come in.
They see what it's like.
Yeah.
So I'm not a pastor, but I'd like to participate. So I'm wondering, is there a Go Global in my area, in my section of Kentucky or North Carolina? How can I find out where Go Global events are taking place so that I could go myself personally and learn more about it, you know, to participate or bring some of my friends?
Right. They can go to our website. There's a section there for Go Global. They can ask the question. If there's not one in their area, we will work on one. If we have someone willing on the other end, the requirement, it's not really a requirement, but when we come in with a missionary, we bring in five or six missionaries or whatever. It could be less than that. We want the missionary to be able to share his heart, but also the next day share his ministry mm-hmm. to those churches in that area.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it so much simpler when you bring more together, more pastors together to share to them and then go from there back into their churches.
Absolutely. So pastors especially, and lay people, you might share this with your pastor. You're thinking about, okay, do I have five or six other churches in the area that would be willing to host a missionary for a Sunday, and trying to get this on the ground in your particular community? Just contact Jerry Gibbs, more than 40 years on the mission field experience. He'll probably bring his lovely wife, Miss Barbara, that'll keep him straight. And whoa, you're off to the races, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, brother, we appreciate you. We appreciate what you're doing there. And will you give us your email address and your website, if you don't mind, where people can contact you and can reach you?
Yeah, I'll just give you my personal. It's Jerry at Gibbs Live, GIBBSLIVE.com, or JGibbs at IMInc.org.
That's great. And, you know, if you ever have any questions, you can always send questions to us. We'll get them to the right place, questions at nafwb.org. And we just we'll do all we can to help you to go forward and get in touch with the people you need to contact. Brother Jerry, thanks for being with us today, my friend.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Appreciate it.
And we want to thank all of you who listened today. Thank you for sharing this podcast, if you will, like it, if you will, on social media. And let's do all we can to work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we truly are better when we work together.